5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Ghosts Committee. Okay, so here we are. Dubious Ghosts Committee time. And, what are we doing? Well, we're doing all kinds of weird stuff. And stop. Is that going to be good enough? We're going to find out. Yes, hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Ghosts Committee. And what are we doing today for committee action? Well, not much. It's raining again today. And it's going to start getting very windy. I was just watching the weather, and they were saying, no, you don't want to go outside. And I said, yeah, okay, that's cool, too. Whatever. And so, yeah, we're not going outside. We need to stay indoors today, and that's fine, because I feel like doing some synth stuff. Because I was doing a little bit of synth stuff last night. And what was I doing last night? Oh, I did one thing that I was supposed to be doing. One thing I promised myself I would do, and I did do it. I bolstered sort of the ambient section of the patch. So we've got a couple of other sounds that we can now bring in and take out. And the other interesting thing is, last night, this was at about 10:15. You know, once I got these other bits together, I thought, I'm going to try this out. And I sat down here, and just for the sake of, like, learning timing, and basically I wanted to see if this was a too long of a track or if 15 minutes would work. You know, I was just sort of worried about the time, and I thought, you know, when I'm just messing around with it and losing myself, I'm often spending 20 to 25 minutes just messing with it, and that doesn't usually seem like too long. So yeah, last night I got out the stopwatch, and I decided to time myself and to sort of just take a look at it from the time aspect. And boy, I wish I would have recorded it, because I actually did a pretty decent run through. Just a couple of slow spots where I was, frankly, not paying attention, and I was listening to my own music going, wow, this is kind of cool. And, yeah, so I played for 14 minutes and 45 seconds, and it was not terrible. And so I thought, yeah, if I can do this for, you know, the real show, then this is going to work. This will be fine. This will be a thing. So I'm sitting here trying to figure out what's going on here. All right, I figured it out. And yeah, so we've got basically two new parts. Let's start up the synth. So at the beginning, or the first movement of the piece, we basically, you know, we have this. I think we're all familiar with this part. then I got these other bits. Of course, we got this guy. And he's always fun. But then we also have these two new ones. We've got this thing. And you know how much I love to use this sound. And whereas I'm afraid of overusing it, the people who are going to hear this have never heard it before. So I figured, what the hell, we'll throw that in. And then there's also these low bells. And I think they come around again. Maybe not. Maybe that was the end of it. And then, oh, I was going to turn that off, but I forgot. Not only do we have that, we've also got this. We've got some more bells. Okay, yeah, so you get the idea. There's a bunch more stuff. And, there was some other things I was going to do, but I sort of didn't get around to doing it. We still have this, though. Always fun. So, what's next? What do we have to, get together? What's the haps? Well, I think the next thing that needs to happen is I need to start taking some notes. Because even though I sort of did all right improvising last night, there was still a couple of things that I brought in late. But, you know, it's not really all that big of a deal. It's not that they were late, necessarily, other than it could have been a little bit smoother, but it wasn't, so that's a thing that happened. And I'm also thinking about other potential modulation profiles. Because, you know, we've got the room, we might as well. But then again, we don't have to set up the overkill. Because, you know, this is only 15 minutes long. It's not like I have to go for an hour. 15 minutes is going to be about my limit, I think. So, what else was I going to do? Oh, yeah, the one other thing that we could still figure out. We'd have to get out the manual. Maybe I'll do this off camera or off microphone. Do this afternoon. I need to look in Florian's manual to see how to turn on and off remotely the sequencers and do all that stuff. Because I thought it was just triggers, but it might not be triggers. It might be actually long gates. And now that I have the ability to produce very long gates, we should look into this further, should we not? I mean, come on. But how would I use that in like this patch? Well, I don't know if I would, but I can see myself doing this in the future where I have two different things playing a bass line, and I can switch them back and forth between Florian and whatever else we've got going. So, that's one thought that's running through my head. But other than that, I think this is ready to go. And when I say ready to go, I think this is... We're ready to learn. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to learn how to perform this. But I still have to make one critical decision. Do I want to take the reverb with me? You know, that's one other thing to haul around, one other thing that we need to plug in and set up, although it doesn't really take that much time or effort. But without it, we can't do this. See, that sounds great with reverb. Take the reverb off, and it's a little less awesome. I mean, it's pretty good. But it sounds better like this. thinking I need to take it with me. How am I gonna do a show without a reverb? Because that does sound pretty cool. Alright, well, since we're just sitting here doing nothing, maybe we should practice this a little bit. Maybe we should practice at least doing the transition. I'm gonna put the microphone down so I can use two hands. Put the microphone on the coffee can. Alright, let's do this. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's basically what we got going on here today. And that's fun. It's fun to play. I'm enjoying myself. After I did the whole full run through last night, I don't want to say I impressed myself so much as I was very happy. I wasn't happy. I was excited. I thought, yeah, okay, this is going to fly. And I don't know. I hope you agree. If anyone feels differently, do let me know. I intend to do a little bit more tweaking on this. One of the things I'm thinking about switching in a offset so that I can play with the bells a little bit more, do some different things, just using offsets to get me different settings on the bells, on the main bells. There's the low side bells and then there's the high main bells. So I'm going to, we'll use some offsets to set some different levels. Don't mess with the mallet, learn that the hard way. Don't touch that one. And what else was I thinking about doing? I don't really remember now. Oh yeah, maybe figure out some way to start and stop Florian so we can do a bass drop. You know, we could punch in. We could punch out. We could use the modulator to send a gate. We punch out Florian. And we have some other weird modulation going, wee shoo, wee shoo. And then we can, boom, drop it all back in and actually do a drop. We could do a bass drop, baby. Oh, yes, we could. Am I inclined to do so? Maybe. I might do a bass drop on your ass. At some point. That might be fun. Okay, but the time is up. You've been listening to The Dubious Toe Plays His Synthesizer Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, but this is the end of the line. The end of the line for me, yes.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. We'll be right back.